In animation, a child appears taking a star from a pond with water. He raises it with one arm smiling, while the Image Film's logo forms in front of him. Cut, and the logo of Productions Ruby appears. At Cut, a co-production of Cinema Teatro, Bronze E, and Kimonas is read on the screen. Dissolve to black screen, and the logo of the National Film Agency appears. Dissolve to black screen, at Cut we can see an aerial shot of Flamengo neighborhood at Rio de Janeiro. Cut to a second aerial shot, which focuses on the Climax building. The shot continues until it's positioned over the entrance of the complex.
O interfone toca sem parar. Os inquilinos não me deixam trabalhar. Nem a família me deixa em paz. Os moradores estão pedindo sempre mais. Pagar o crediário, escola da filha. A minha vida é ficar na portaria. Eu sou porteiro, não santo milagreiro. Vivo na labuta, trabalho o dia inteiro. Eu quero é viver assim, mais largadinho. Mas tenho que ganhar din-din. Eu sou porteiro, não santo milagreiro. Vivo na labuta, trabalho o dia inteiro. Eu quero é poder tomar meu cafezinho. Mas tenho que ganhar din-din.
Cut to a woman entering with a stroller. Valdez May helps her to go up some stairs.
Eu tô na pista, na correria. Me viro em 30 pra atender a portaria. O interfone toca sem parar. Os inquilinos não me deixam trabalhar.
Nem a família me deixa em paz. Os moradores estão pedindo sempre mais. Pagar o crediário, escola da filha. A minha vida é ficar na portaria.
Eu sou porteiro, não santo milagreiro. Vivo na labuta, trabalho o dia inteiro. Eu quero é viver assim, mais largadinho. Mas tenho que ganhar din-din. Eu sou porteiro, não santo milagreiro. Vivo na labuta, trabalho o dia inteiro.
Dissolve to black screen. Valdez May sitting alone in a police station with a depressive face. Cut to the inspector with a guard.
What's his problem?
I don't know. He's just been sitting there.
Huh. What is he, a bus driver?
He's a doorman.
A doorman? Let me see.
The inspector walks towards Valdez May, who sits in front of him.
Mr. Walt Disney?
It's Valdez May with V for Val, but it's actually spelled with the same W. My dad didn't know that letter existed, but found it very attractive.
Okay, Mr. Walt Disney.
Yes, sir.
Sir, do you know why you're here?
No, sir, I don't.
Are you the doorman of the Climax building?
Yes, during the day, but not at night.
Mr. Walt Disney, you are being charged with theft.
I am?
Drug dealing. Harassment and uproar.
What is that?
Mr. Walt Disney.
It's Walt Disney.
Mr. Walt Disney, your situation is complicated. Do you have anything else to say about this, sir?
I do, sir.
Well, then please go on.
Walt Disney rises from chair.
Where do you think you're going?
Well, you just told me to go.
I said go on.
That's it, go. I thought you meant I should leave and that I could go home.
I just said go on.
Go where?
What do you mean, go where?
Where do you want me to go?
Go on with your story, Mr. Walt Disney. Please tell me everything.
Everything?
Everything.
Everything at once?
Yes, Mr. Walt Disney.
Okay, fine.
Out of his pants, he takes out his wallet.
I was born in Pariba. Mm. We are five brothers. I'm Walt Disney, but there's Ro Disney, Sid Disney, Flav Disney, and Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney?
No, McCartney.
That's what I said, McCartney, like the Beatles.
And I also had five sisters. Ellen, Sue Ellen, Mary Ellen, Kellen, and Roberta.
Roberta?
That's right. Why?
No reason. So there's five sisters, right?
So we were a total of 10 siblings who survived, but there were 16 who died when we were kids, Doctor.
But what does this have to do with what happened?
You wanted me to tell you everything.
Yeah, but everything is not really everything.
But I don't know everything that isn't everything.
Just tell me half of everything.
But you asked me to tell you everything.
I changed my mind. So just tell me less than half, okay? You can move forward.
Valdez May looks at the inspector with strangeness.
Forward?
With your story, Mr. Valdez May.
With the story.
Yes, right.
I get it now. So my grandmother and I, the first time we took a bus, we went straight to Karuaru. Just me and
Mr.
her,
Mr. Valdez May.
Well, could it be from last week?
Yes, it could be from last week. Just tell me what happened last week.
My entire family was gathered together. You know what for? To get some money to bring Paul McCartney to Rio.
Wait, I don't understand what your brother has to do with any of this. Is your brother also in Rio de Janeiro?
No, Detective. As I was telling you, the family got together to get some money to bring Paul McCartney here. But the guy is illiterate. Took the wrong bus and ended up in the Pantanal.
In the Pantanal?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, I'm not buying it. So he's already in Rio.
No, Detective. He took the wrong bus again. Look at his situation now.
Mr. Valdisney, just tell me what matters to me. I want to know the reason for this mess.
From today.
Yes.
Everything?
The inspector looks at him curious.
Everything from today.
Cut to the Climax building.
I live right inside the building. I live with my wife, Laura Zett, and my three daughters, Laurenae, Valdisneya, and Valdisnette. That day, I had switched shifts with the night shift doorman. So I went home to take a nap before returning to the morning shift later. Laura Zett was sleeping like an angel.
Laura Zett, sleeping on the bed. Valdisney watches her with fear while she's sleeping. He takes off his clothes to get into bed. He does it afraid of waking up his wife. He approaches on tiptoes towards bed and lies down with great care. He has a panic expression on his face and still trying to get into bed.
Wake up, lazy.
But honey, I just...
Do not call me honey. I don't like it.
I just got back from working the night
shift.
Are you
going to argue with me right now? Okay, no.
No, honey, I won't argue.
Come on, get your ass up. I am starving to death.
But my love...
And I get angry when I'm hungry. Come on, go. Go on.
That's fine, Angel. Okay, look, I'm on my way. I'm on my way.
All right.
He leaves the room while she remains lying in the bed sleeping. Cut to Valdisneya, preparing a piece of bread with butter. The shot pan to the right, and we see Laura Zett.
Hey, aren't you going to school? Don't you have classes? Wake up! Nobody's lounging around here except your father, who slept in. He's a lazy bum.
I'm leaving soon, Mom.
Hey, what's this attitude? You have to study to be somebody in this life. Your father and I, okay? We work hard so that you are able to have a different life. Do you understand? Valdisneya, Roberta, we expect you to follow the example of your sisters.
Yes, that's right, honey.
Call me honey one more time. Call me honey one more time. I will kill you.
Sorry, I mean my flour, my
just
treasure.
Just eat the bread that I've buttered and have the juice later, at least
Valdisneya laughs, turning to see her father, who smiles her back.
You're tired, aren't you, Dad?
Not at all, my daughter. I'm used to it. This is just life.
You need to slow down.
What do you mean?
Go slower at work.
Don't worry, dear. When I left Pariba without even a penny in my pocket, I promised myself something, that you would never lack anything. The same for your sisters and your mother.
Well, don't work too hard.
Don't worry about me, darling. Look, I'm still going strong.
You're always happy.
I don't have to complain about life, dear.
Even with all of the demands on you?
Being a doorman is like that.
You're blessing, Dad.
Valdisney kisses his daughter
God
on the forehead.
God bless you, my daughter.
Valdisneya gets up from the table.
Your blessing, Mother.
Cut to Laura Zett sleeping on the couch. Valdisneya laughs when see her and leaves. Valdisney looks at her with tenderness. We see a few shots of the exterior of Climax building. Cut to Walt
Pegue
Disney
suas
in the
coisas que estão aqui. Nesse apartamento você não entra mais.
Today's horoscope. Today is a difficult day for your sign. Try to stay at home, as if I had a choice. Color of the day, bright white.
Agora arrependido quer voltar atrás.
Valdisney puts on a shirt, socks, and pants.
Já deu, cansei das suas mentiras mal contadas. Cresci, não acredito mais em conto de fada. Não adianta vir com baixaria. Morreu a mulher carinhosa e fiel que te amava. Pega o elevador, a sua mala e vaza. Tô avisando lá na portaria que aqui você não entra mais. Alô, porteiro, tô ligando pra te avisar. A partir de agora eu tô solteira. Já me cansei da
and we see a boy and a girl playing with a soccer ball. She passes the ball to him, and the child places it on the floor to kick it against a wall. Cut to Valdisney, adjusting his shirt's collar. At the living room, he observes his wife sleeping on the couch. Cut to the boy kicking the ball, Lorazit, almost waking up. The child kicks the ball again. Valdisney watches with fear at his wife still sleeping as he slowly walks down the hallway. He advances with fear next to the chair towards kitchen. The child continues kicking the ball. Valdisney, taking coffee. His wife continues snoring while the child kicks the ball again, causing her to wake up.
It's that disgusting kid with the ball again, isn't
it? Oh, dear.
Oh, no. You let
leave
me
it.
Add
I'll
no,
talk
stop.
To him.
Leave
let
me alone.
Go, dear. I'll
let
talk
me
to him, dear.
No, no, no.
Calm
let
down,
me go.
Lorazette.
I said let
please
me
calm
go.
Down.
I'm going to go get a
I'll talk
stop.
To him. I'll
stop.
Ask him to stop.
Let
just let me go.
Stop
let
it.
Me go first.
The ball now hits the door. Lorazette comes out and the boy looks terrified.
Oh, hey, kiddo. How many times have I told you not to hit the ball against a wall here in the hut, huh? Some people want to sleep, but you're there with here in our head, all right? So listen. Listen up, kid. You show
calm
some
down,
respect,
calm
kiddo.
Calm down, Lorazette.
Stop.
Listen, he lives here too.
I couldn't care less about that. We are the residents of this apartment.
He will.
Show
he
some
will
respect.
Stop here. I'll tell
let
him to stop. Just give me a chance, my son. Won't you stop?
Sure.
You see, Lorazette, everything is solved with a nice talk. Let's go back inside.
I was talking. This was a dialogue.
But with a hot head, you can't solve anything, Lorazette. It's
stop.
All good now.
I don't care. Stop pushing
fine,
me. I don't like
fine.
It.
Let's get inside now.
The child, with a malicious grin, places the ball back at the floor and kicks it. Lorazette returns furious.
You piece of shit!
Stop,
I am Lorazette. Gonna kill him!
Stop,
I'm gonna kill Lorazette. That kid! No,
calm
let
down,
go of me!
Darling.
I am gonna
stop
kill that
for
kid!
The holy
you
mother
let go
of, God.
Of me right
please
now!
Please calm
I am
down!
Killing that kid!
Please
so
calm
let
down!
Let me go! Let go! Let go
Lorazette,
of me!
Lorazette!
Stop! Stop!
Stop, stop this right
get
now!
Get your hands off me
Jose
right
Aldo,
now! I'm not gonna kill
help
this
me out
piece
here.
Of shit! You
for the love of God, Jose Aldo!
Let me go! No! I do not give you permission to touch me! Get your hands off of me! I do not want you to touch me! Stop! Stop! Do not touch me!
Stop!
I said stop!
Stop! Lorazette!
Stop!
Let go! Let go! Let go! Stop! Stop, Lorazette!
No,
let go of him already!
Okay.
Lorazette, let go of him for God's sake!
Because I am trying to sleep.
My dear, let go of him, Lorazette. Stop
shut
it!
Up. I said shut up! Do not talk to me
no,
anymore!
No, my dear,
I
let go of him, Lorazette! Lorazette, don't do that, please!
She releases Jose Aldo, whom she strangled, and he falls unconscious. Lorazette looks challengingly at Valdisney and walks inside the house. The children watch her with fear. Children running away very frightened, and Valdisney in disbelief, remains silent. Jose Aldo remains unconscious on the ground, cut to police
station.
So
she station. Hit Jose Aldo? And she hit the tenant's child?
No, she hits men and women, but she doesn't hit children, and she feels bad. And now, detective, she's much calmer because she found a job that suits her perfectly. She's a caregiver to old, sick people.
The inspector nods in disbelief, and the scene changes to see Lorazit feeding an old man. With a very cute gesture, she caresses his head and both smile.
Shh. Yeah.
Lorazette, I put your colored clothes in with the whites and they got stained. I'm sorry.
Lorazit and the old man look at each other, and she runs furiously towards the woman, spilling the hot soup over man's legs.
She really has patience with the elderly.
Yes, she does.
Okay, Walt Disney, how's this part of the story?
You asked me to tell you everything from today.
Everything that matters. Let's go to the lobby. When did you get to the lobby?
Walt Disney looks at him surprised. Cut to a few shots of Climax building. The scene changes and we see Valdisney and Rosavalda sweeping the entrance of the building. Close up and he looks concentrated looking outside, a man gets out of the elevator.
Good morning. Good morning.
Valdisney looking Rosavalda, who makes a despective grimace at him. She continues sweeping, but looks angry. Close up of Valdisney and a couple leaving the building.
Good morning.
Rosavalda approaches the doorman.
Valdisney, my horoscope said that I'll fall in love today.
Well, mine said I shouldn't even leave my house.
Do you think I need a man? I've met enough of them. No man is good, Valdisney.
Paul McCartney might be arriving today.
Today?
Yeah, but he took the wrong bus and he's in Cubatão.
Oh, and is he a nice guy? The only sensitive man I know is you.
Aw, that's not true. Hi, Mr. Valdemar. Good morning. How is life treating you?
I'm good, Valdisney. How are you? How's the family?
All good, thank God. And actually, thank you very much for the chocolate you sent to our home. Lorisette liked it a lot. She ate it all by herself, but I liked it too.
Oh, good. Good morning, Rosavalda.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Valdemar.
And what about your wife? Is she okay?
She's good, thank you. Is everything okay, her?
You haven't lost your habit, Mr. Valdemar. Always worried about what happens here in the lobby and the whole building, right? Since the time he was the building manager. In fact, the best manager this building has ever had.
Thank you.
Much better than the new one they hired. He's nothing like you.
Hey, come on, Valdisney.
And there will be a meeting tonight.
I'll be there. No worries. Now, excuse me. Have a good day.
Bye, Mr. Valdemar.
Good morning.
Oh, what a man. What a man, right?
I miss the time when Mr. Valdemar managed.
Mrs. Herminia was the one who put this building in order. Listen, a decent man is either old or married.
Mr. Valdemar was a fair manager, way better than this one they hired and manages now.
Look, Valdisney, are you a faithful man?
Hey, Rosivalda, you're my sister.
I wasn't born of your mother to be your sister.
Enough with that talk, Rosivalda.
I just asked. You're crazy. What's wrong with you? You know.
Hey, Valdisney.
Good morning, Mr. Manager. How's everything today?
Mr. Valdisney, I asked you not to call me that. Just call me by my name.
I like the sound of using one's position.
Yeah, but I'd rather you call me...
Rosivalda looks the manager and winks at him.
What were you talking about?
About Paul McCartney.
McCartney.
No, sir. It's McCartney.
But he hasn't arrived here yet.
What's that?
He took the wrong bus and ended up in Rio Bronco.
He looks disbelieved.
Is he an acre?
You're a real know-it-all, aren't you?
Smart. Literate, isn't he? You married?
Disconcerted, the manager remains speechless. Rosavalda stills watch him.
There are bugs in the garden again. Are you following up on the application of that new poison?
I am, sir. It's just that this new company you hired to put the thing in the garden is not very good. The other company was better, but yes, I am.
All right. But I'm getting some complaints. In fact, many complaints about you as well.
Me?
That's right. Residents are saying that you've been disappearing from the lobby and that you're not providing a good service to them.
Who, me?
Yes.
That's true. People are complaining a lot. Yeah, they're complaining a lot. Yes, they are.
Rosavalda touches the manager's shoulder and he looks
angry. This is a warning, but get your act together.
Yes, sir.
And, well...
Rosavalda, smiling, looks up and down at the manager, who looks more and more uncomfortable.
Well, I'll go to the garden now.
Bye. Yeah. What a man. What a man.
Valdisney looks at her in disbelief. Aline enters the building.
Good morning, Valdisney. Good morning, Fagineda.
Good morning.
Oh, Valdisney, can you do that therapy session with me today?
What, with you?
Yes, for my thesis. For psychology school. I already told you about it.
Valdisney looks to Aline, scared.
Valdisney?
But I can't leave the lobby all alone.
But no one will miss you. It's very quick.
What is quick?
Oh, my God.
Hi, Mrs. Lorisette. I'm asking Valdisney to be my guinea pig today.
What for?
Don't worry, honey. It's
don't
just that you...
Don't call me honey. I told you I don't like it.
I'm feeling that you have an issue between you. I have an idea. What if we do a couple session?
We do what, girl?
We'll exchange different experiences.
You trying to have a little party with me and Valdisney?
What the hell?
Just us three.
We can use some crystals. I can even bring you some nice florals.
Look, Rose, she thinks it's a matter of just giving us some flowers.
No, dear. What Mrs. Aline means is that she is a therapist, right?
That's it. I want to help you. And florals are medicine.
Hold on. Medicine?
Yes.
Oh, you can get us that kind of medicine, huh? Oh, yeah, right. My cousin once gave me some controlled medicine, and I like the way it made me feel.
These controlled ones are very good. Very good.
Yeah.
But I can't help you with that because I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm a psychology student and holistic therapist. What I can do is recommend some florals for you. By the way, they're very calming.
Oh, so you're saying I'm hyper and need medicine to calm down. Is that what you mean?
No. I just want to help out.
No, but... Look, you can tell me, okay? Do you think I'm a difficult person to deal with, that I have the psychological nerve to take controlled medicine? I am talking to a girl,
okay? What's wrong with you?
Calm down.
Stop interrupting me.
Calm down.
I'm serious,
no, don't hit me.
This is
stop it.
Jose Aldo leaves the elevator.
Calm down, darling.
Calm down.
Stop
lying. I know who you are. Stop lying already, okay? I'm so sick of putting up with you. No. Are you my friend or his friend, Rosa?
Just calm down.
Seriously, calm down.
She just wanted to help us.
Yeah, right, helped out. I knew exactly what she wanted. I'm going to the store. Do you need anything from there?
Buy us some cheese, please.
The white or the yellow?
The yellow kind.
Okay, fine. Got it. Bye, guys.
God be with you.
Rosavalda looks Valdisne carefully, and Lorisette leaves the building. Immediately after, without stop looking at him, Rosavalda sends him kisses, seeing him from top to bottom. He pretends not to realize it, however, she continues smiling, flirting with him. Cut to the police station.
Damn, huh? Would you like some coffee or some water?
Actually, yes, I'll have a cup of coffee.
Okay.
The inspector gets up and begins to prepare coffee.
So keep going.
Cut to Valdisne writing in his notebook over the desk, at the entrance of the building. He stands up and opens the front door.
Good morning.
Close the door and returns to his desk to answer the interphone.
Hello?
Valdisne?
Hi, Mrs. Adelaide. How are you?
I'm okay. Listen, is there any way you can come up here?
Mrs. Adelaide, I'm alone here in the lobby, and I can't leave it unattended.
But it will be quick. I need you up here.
I would love to come, Mrs. Adelaide, but I really can't. This new manager doesn't like us to leave the lobby unattended.
I made an orange cake.
Valdisne looks thoughtful.
Good Hello. Morning, Mrs. Adelaide.
Come on in, Valdisne.
Cut and we see him holding a very small ball of meat on his hand. He looks nervous.
No, it's for Fluffy.
It's for Fluffy?
Yes.
He looks surprised at Mrs. Adelaide, who takes the meatball out of his hand but gives him a bigger one and a pill. He looks at her disappointed and she indicates him to enter the living room. Valdisne places the pill inside the meatball and continues looking at Mrs. Adelaide. Cut to a living room with two dogs. Valdisne enters the scene walking on tiptoes and slowly approaches to give them the meatballs. First he heads towards Forfinio, a Great Dane on the couch, and immediately the Pomeranian begins following him asking.
Valdisne
caresses him and tries to give him the meatball.
You've got to stay there. Now come on. Calm now. Hold on, Mother of God.
Cut to Rosavalda at the lobby cleaning Valdisne's desk.
Rosivalda, where's Valdisne?
The manager enters
Valdisne
the building.
Valdisne went upstairs to help a resident.
Help a resident? But that's not his job.
Poor thing, she's just a little old lady.
That doesn't matter. His job is to stay here. He can't leave the entrance unattended.
Calm down, I'm here.
Valdisne is asking to get fired.
Rosavalda adjusts his shirt collar. He looks uncomfortable.
What was the emergency that needed him so badly?
She shrugs her shoulders and just smiles. The manager stays thoughtful, while she continues to smile, flirting him.
Wait, take it easy.
Look, to name the dog.
Look, you go there. All right, we're calm.
The manager is still on the lobby waiting, and Rosavalda looks at him recently.
Hey, I'm sure he'll be here soon.
Right.
She continues to flirt, and he watches her closely. Cut to Valdisne leaving Mrs. Adelaide's apartment.
Valdisne, you are an angel. I don't know how to thank you.
Don't worry, Mrs. Adelaide. We're all here to help.
I'll call you again to give him the medicine tomorrow, okay?
He needs the medicine tomorrow?
Did you like the orange cake? Tell me.
Well, Mrs. Adelaide, you are an impressive baker.
I'm making coconut candies. Would you like some?
You don't need to bother.
But I'll make enough to share with you.
Don't worry about it, Mrs. Adelaide.
They're super sweet.
Super sweet?
Yes.
Don't go to any trouble, Mrs. Adelaide.
It's okay.
But if you want to send me 3 or 4 in a little container through the elevator...
It's a deal, then.
Thank you very
You're
much.
You're welcome, dear. Have a good
Thank
day,
you
son.
Very
Thank
much.
Thank you again.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Valdisne walks to the elevator and presses the button. Cut and we see Aline, knocking on a door. Valdisney looks at her while he's waiting for the elevator.
Valdisney?
Good morning, Mrs. Aline. How are you? I'm sorry about Lorisette. It's just
can
that
you... Can you help me figure out why my dog is barking?
Oh my God, did all the dogs decide to be a problem today?
It's just that I need to focus on my thesis on the emotional evolution of mammals from the transactional aspects of the sexual insecurity psyche.
Sexual what?
What's that?
Sexual. Is it because of your neighbor?
Valdisney, you know that my neighbor...
Okay, Mrs. Aline, just knock on the door. Go on, knock on the door. Let's wake your neighbor up. Come on.
Don't you want to see why Katao is barking?
But where? In your apartment?
Yes, in my apartment.
Are you inviting me to come to your apartment?
Yes, that's where he is.
But just you and me in your apartment?
Yes, just me and you.
In your apartment?
Yes.
But just you and me?
That's where the dog is.
I better not.
Valdisney, stop being silly.
I better not.
Come, come with me.
I better not.
Come.
She takes him to the apartment. Cut and we see a dog barking.
Ugh.
They walk through the living room. They look out the window and notice a lot of smoke coming from the next apartment.
Is that apartment on fire, Mrs. Aline?
Right. You know very well why that smoke is coming out.
I think we better call the firemen. I'll call them and be right back.
But don't you smell it?
He looks out of the window again, and the dog watches him carefully. Valdisney looks Aline with fear. They both stay at the window, nervous while the dog continues watching them. Valdisney, nervous, looks Aline again, and looks out the window. Apparently the dog tries to encourage Valdisney so that he gets to the other department through the window. Valdisney seems to be in panic.
Hey,
cut to the
lobby.
Did you say
it was quick?
Something must have happened, I guess.
But the lobby can't be empty.
But it's not empty.
What do you mean?
We are here. It's not empty.
It's not our job. It's Valdisney's.
So can I go?
No, then the lobby will be empty.
Yes, but you just said that it's Valdisney's job, so I can go, right?
You can't leave the entrance hall empty.
So it's not empty, right?
No.
So Valdisney didn't leave it empty.
He left. Look, it's his job.
But you agree it's not empty.
It is.
But you just said you're...
Look, it doesn't matter. It's Valdisney's job. He should be here.
Rosavalda remains silent, with an expression of concern. The manager looks annoyed and impatient. Shot of both at the lobby and she continues to smile flirtably. Cut to Valdisney and Aline, desperately knocking on a door.
Valdisney, did you talk to Lorisette? Do you think she's into it?
The couples thing?
Yes.
Knock on the door, Mrs. Aline. Go on, help me out with this.
Valdisney, this is important to me. I could use you in my thesis, too.
You want me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my dear God, help me out here. Come on, just knock on the door. Come on.
The door opens, and Mrs. Alzira appears doped with weed. She gets out of the apartment and looks at them with a big smile. Valdisney shyly looks at Aline, and they both look surprised. Front shot from Mrs. Alzira, clearly doped. Valdisney and Aline watch her in disbelief. He doesn't stop looking at her and has a funny, amazed expression. Once again, we can see Mrs. Alzira with a lost look and a laugh grimace.
Good morning, Mrs. Alzira. How are you today?
Mrs. Alzira tries to answer, but continues with a lost look. Once again, Valdisney looks at Aline, who also doesn't know how to react.
Mrs. Alzira, I need to sleep, and you need to stop smoking, pretty please.
What she's trying to say is that her dog is barking at the window because of the smoke that's coming out of your apartment, and that she needs to sleep.
Mrs. Alzira, smiling intoxicated, continues without saying anything.
She's happy, isn't she?
Okay, now, look, Mrs. Alzira, please listen.
Can you stop smoking for a little while? Because Mrs. Aline's dog is having an epilepsy attack.
Valdisney makes a surprised grimace,
Would you like a brownie? It's extra chocolate.
No, we're trying to solve the... You said chocolate?
Are you kidding me? It's not a chocolate brownie, it's actually...
No, Mrs. Alzira, thank you. We just want to solve the dog issue.
What's going on with the dog?
Good morning, Mr. Manager. Nothing, we're fine here. How are you doing today?
Baldisnay, didn't I say that you can't leave the entrance empty?
But it wasn't really empty.
The manager begins to sniff the environment.
What is that smell?
Oh, it's just...
Oregano.
Oregano.
No, we can't have this in the building, guys.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Astolfo, we're sorting something out here and
Astolfo!
Astolfo!
Everyone looks at each other, trying to hide the situation. Mrs. Alzira continues with a lost look, and everyone looks in that direction, while a lot of smoke continues coming out from the apartment. The scene continues, the old woman doped, while the others watch her in silence, trying to understand what she's seeing.
We need to take action. This is a police matter.
The police?
No, we don't need the police.
Yes, it's okay. We'll sort it out here.
No. This is a police matter.
Not at all. Mrs. Aline is a psychologist. What is she going to do? She's going to treat Mrs. Alzira. She's going to close her apartment, give the dog a tranquilizer, and that's it. Is that right, Mrs. Aline?
Just call me Aline.
Why would he call you that?
Yeah, why would he call you that?
Let it go, honey. It's just that I call her...
Do not call me honey.
Let me explain,
darling. I asked down there where you were. They said you were smoking. And I want to know what you were smoking. Why are you smoking?
No, oregano.
Can't be funny with her. Smoking stuff with a resident, huh? You were
working, down, darling.
No, you're just talking all funny with a resident.
It's not bad.
And, hey, I forgot to ask. Did you make Val Disney at her lunch?
I gave her money instead.
You gave the girl money?
Well, it wasn't much. It's just for lunch. She asked for 50.
You gave her 50?
I gave her 20.
So it was 20?
Yes.
I already told you I don't want her to handle
money.
Why did you give her all of that money, huh? We've already talked about this.
Please calm down.
Guys, shall we take a deep breath? Breathing deeply brings calm and peace of mind. All right. Take a deep breath. And we'll do it 3 times. Close your eyes, please. Hold the air for 3 seconds. 2, 1. Now, exhale in 6, 5, 4.
It's not
three.
Helping. I already told you everything that I told you.
Hold on,
I told you not to give her money.
Stop hitting me.
Told
calm
you,
down
and
already.
You don't listen. You don't listen to me. Ever.
Mr. Aldo,
ever.
Help me out. Mr. Aldo, help me.
Jose Aldo runs away.
Please stop. Stop.
Dear God, what a man. Well, I'm going to go home. I have a lot to do over there. But you, Mr. Valdisney.
He's going to the lobby. You can go together in the elevator.
In the same elevator?
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Valdisney walks to the elevator with
his
wife.
You don't need to call the police. Let me lock up the apartment and lock up the dog and we're
done.
But
you need to understand, ma'am, that...
No, it's all right. It's all good. The confusion is over. And you need to calm down, yeah? I'm going to prescribe you crystal therapy and African aloe florals.
African aloe, talk to me. Let me calm you down. Now breathe. Breathe in and breathe out. Let it go. Right there. Yes. Now breathe. Pull. Now just relax. Yes, relax. Yes, that's it. Just breathe. Just relax now. And breathe now. Just breathe. Just breathe.
The manager goes, visibly disturbed by Rosavalda's flirting, who looks at Mrs. Alzira. She approaches the old woman and continues trying to guess what the doped woman is looking at. Cut to Valdisney at his desk, looking his cell phone. The manager comes out from the elevator.
Valdisney, we need to have a serious conversation.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
But sir, I can explain.
You are making a lot of mistakes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
But
good morning.
Are the residents complaining?
But that doesn't matter. You can't just please the residents.
Yes, sir.
You have your responsibilities.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. Valdisney, I have no choice. I have to let you go.
For Christ's sakes, don't do that. I'll be more careful. I won't leave the entrance alone.
I don't want to, but this isn't the first time.
But are the residents complaining?
Good morning, Valdisney.
Good morning.
The manager sniffs after Gustavo walks behind him.
What's that smell?
It's Gustavo from 801. He doesn't shower.
The manager, surprised, looks at Gustavo, who's waiting for the elevator, with other people around him, but they begin to perceive his bad smell.
I think I have mail to receive.
I forgot my cell phone.
A woman next to Gustavo looks at him with disgust, but he appears indifferent. Finally, she walks away towards the stairs. Valdisney watches the scene worried, while Gustavo looks ashamed. The manager looks at Valdisney in disbelief, and Gustavo enters the elevator.
Damn, how is that possible?
Gustavo's just like that.
You have to talk to him, Valdisney.
Me? I can't say that to a resident, no way, and Gustavo, despite the smell, is a sweet person.
So, Valdisney.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'll give you one more chance, but you can't make any more mistakes.
Yes, sir.
Not one little mistake, otherwise you're out of here.
Okay, sir.
Good. I will visit some neighboring buildings around here, and I'll be back for the meeting.
In open shot, we see the manager leaving the building and Valdisney sitting at his desk. Cut to the police station.
Mr. Valdisney, let's go back a little bit, please.
Yes, sir.
So that lady was actually smoking...
Oregano.
Nobody smokes oregano.
A cigarette.
The smell was...
Gudam dada.
What?
Gurdam garon. Gurdam zaran. Gudam zarara. Zaron gugaga. Gurzon gazazaron. That smelly cigarette, detective.
Gudam garam?
Yes, it's legal, isn't it? Anyone can smoke it?
This one is fine.
That's what Mrs. Azira was smoking.
Mr. Valdisney, okay, so that's when the trouble with the manager started. Do I have that right?
No, there was no trouble with the manager.
He was the one who filed the complaint.
There wasn't a problem with the building manager. By the way, I didn't have problems with anyone. I mean, there was this little issue with Lorizette. She took my cell phone to look at a WhatsApp group, and, you know, we have a WhatsApp group that it's only for doormen, right? And we have some colleagues.
Enough, Valdisney. I don't want to hear any more of your stories. So tell me something. Did you leave the entrance again?
I had to leave, detective. Mrs. Aline had another problem.
Oh, Mrs. Aline?
The inspector looks at Valdisney with interest. Transition to Aline, calling by the building intercom. Cut to Valdisney, sleeping on his chair. He wakes up exalted, answering the intercom.
Hello?
Valdisney? Are you okay? Can you come up to my apartment?
What, up there?
Yes, Valdisney.
In your apartment?
Yes, up here, Valdisney.
No, I better not.
How come? I have a problem in the apartment and I need your help.
In your apartment?
Yes, in my apartment.
No, I better not.
Valdisney.
He looks worried, cut to Aileen's dog laying on the floor with hard breathing.
Come, Valdisney.
Is it your dog again?
No, not this time.
They both realize that he's also doped by the weed.
Is he all right, Mrs. Aline?
He is. He barks all day at the window and then gets high. Come.
They both look out by the window again, but now loud moaning is heard. He looks shamefully to Aline. She also looks at him embarrassed. Both continue standing out the window in silence.
It's Gustavo from apartment 801.
It is?
How can it be, right? Gustavo's all smelly.
Oh, I know who Gustavo is.
Valdisney shows an expression of disbelief, while Aline looks ashamed. They stay at the window, trying to avoid eye contact.
Huh. How can the woman handle it? I mean, the smell, right?
But I need to focus on my thesis.
Aline watches desperately at Valdisney and goes back to the window. Valdisney makes a disgusting grimace. Both turning their backs to the window and try to keep calm. The scene changes and now we see them standing outside Gustavo's apartment. They look at each other, hesitating to ring the bell. Both show expressions of shame and shy. They're staring at the door of the apartment.
My goodness, Gustavo, what a surprise. Who would have thought?
Aren't you going to knock?
No, Mrs. Aline, it's just that it's usually a lot faster, right?
Valdisne.
Aline stares at him to ring the doorbell once and for all. Valdisne, afraid, stretches out his hand towards it.
Have you noticed that everything happens on this floor? You're not very lucky, Mrs. Aline. It's your poor luck.
Valdisne. Go.
Valdisne, visibly uncomfortable, rings the doorbell. Both stay in front of the door.
I think it's really over.
Yes, it's quiet.
Valdisne shows a shy smile.
I think we can leave now.
Gustavo and his wife Anna open the door.
What's wrong, Valdisne?
It's just that...
Come on, speak up.
It's the noise.
What noise?
You know what.
Is there any noise bothering you?
No. The annoying noise was when he was learning to play the drums, remember?
No, honey. The problem was that I was sweating a lot.
And your clothes were all soaked. Do you remember that?
I was sweating through my socks, being all over the place.
He was sweating from every bore. I remember one day he got up and he was all soaked. And then he...
Yeah, right.
Okay, I'll say it at once. You know what it is? Mrs. Anna, you're making a lot of noise. You're disturbing the neighbors. Could you maybe use a pillow, bite a pillowcase, or use a gag? And you, Gustavo, please take a shower. Because the residents are complaining to me, I tell them, I can't give you a shower. But they talk to me as if the problem was mine. Gustavo, please take a shower. And you, ma'am, bite a pillowcase.
Valdisne goes away. Cut to police station.
You said that to a resident?
I didn't think about it, detective.
I know. That does happen.
I didn't think about it, detective. I didn't think. I swear to you, by the Virgin Mary, by my Holy Father.
Calm down, Valdisne. Calm down. Tell me what happened afterwards.
Then it was time for lunch.
The inspector is surprised. Cut to Valdisne in his kitchen, cooking lasagna. Valdisne, enter to the house.
Your blessing, Father.
God bless you, my daughter. Is everything all right?
Mm-hmm.
Daddy's making us a quick lunch. Sound okay?
Mom didn't do it?
Not today, daughter. She went out to buy some things. She must be tired because of her work. But there's no problem. I'll figure it out very quickly.
Yes, but you spent all day in the lobby.
It's all right, daughter. Tell me something. How was school?
Okay, normal. There's a test next week, but I already passed the subject.
That's a beautiful thing, Valdisne. Look, I want you in a good college just like your sisters. Come here, come. Give your dad a hug.
Valdisne, that story's very cute, but what does that have to do with the confusion?
You said to start with lunch.
I thought it would be quick.
But you wanted to hear it all.
Well, not everything.
But what's everything then?
Okay, Valdisne, look. Tell me what happened at the condominium meeting. At the meeting, tell me.
Valdisne stares at him, cut to a several night shots outside the building. Cut to the tenants' think? Meeting. We can see everyone talking at the same time on Mrs. Alzira, who's still smiling.
Tell me what you were doing.
Oh, yeah.
Valdemar stands up and says...
Calm down, guys. Calm down. Something must have happened.
I can't wait here forever. I have loads of stuff to do.
And I'm having people over later to play cards. Where's this manager that shows up so late?
What a lack of respect.
He published the time in our newsletter.
I can't leave my dogs alone for this long.
Yes, but you have to be calm, not like this. Valdisne must know something.
I'll go with you.
Adelaide and Valdemar leave the meeting.
Oh, boy.
They walk into the lobby.
Valdisne, you okay?
Good evening, Mr. Valdemar. I'm good. Better now that you're here.
Good evening, Valdisne.
Good evening, Mrs. Adelaide. I actually wanted to thank you for the sweets. They were delicious. Thank you very much.
Valdisne, the manager hasn't shown and people can't wait any longer.
They're complaining.
Do you know anything?
I know. I don't know. I mean, I do know. He's in traffic and it might take a while.
So what do we do?
Just wait, Mrs. Adelaide. In fact, let me go with you to see if I can solve this. Shall we go together?
Very good.
Cut to tenants' meeting. Valdisne entering with Valdemar and Adelaide.
Yes, we've been waiting here for so long already.
A big scratch like that on the car door.
Calm down now,
guys. Calm down. Valdisne has some info.
Oh, yes. You have to wait for the manager.
Oh, Walt Disney, you have please. To do something.
Look, no, I'm really enough. Getting upset
People,
now.
What do you want me to do? I'm not the manager. I can't just run the
That's
meeting.
That's it. You can preside over the meeting.
Who, me?
Oh, yes.
Cut to a shot from the inside of the elevator going down. Jose Aldo is inside. The scene changes and we see Aline leaving her apartment, closing the door, walks to the elevator, presses the button and waits for it. Gustavo is coming with Anna and both stand next to Aline.
I just remembered that I left something in my apartment.
Go ahead.
Okay, it's not that important.
Aline enters the elevator, covering her nose. Cut to the inside of the elevator. Inside it's Jose Aldo, covering his nose too. The protective gate is closed, and the four tenants remain inside to go down. Close up of Jose Aldo with a disgusted expression and covering his nose again. Cut to Gustavo and Anna smiling. We can see that the elevator continues going down, Aline and Jose feeling nausea. The elevator stops and Lorisette enters it.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
Lorisette begins to make grimaces of disgust while sniffing her armpit. Gustavo and Anna feeling uncomfortable.
Dear Lord, what is that smell?
Look, guys, I can't conduct any meeting. The manager's in charge of these things.
What about my car?
And the animals not being allowed in.
I can't do anything, people. I'm a doorman, and my job is to take care of the lobby. So please excuse me now.
Valdisne walks out of the meeting. Cut to the inside of the elevator.
Oh my god. Who is the one farting in here? Who farted in this elevator? I want to know. Who is it? Who? Who farted in here? Seriously.
Gustavo sighs and pretends that nothing happens. Suddenly, the elevator stops.
Oh my god. The elevator stopped.
It didn't stop. Wait a minute.
It will get worse.
Lorisette, that's not working. You're gonna break the buttons.
What's gonna help, huh? A dialogue? Talking to the elevator? Asking what its problem is and then we can solve
it? I think we have to,
Oh my goodness. Now it is serious, people. Let's just talk. Who's farting in here? Can't you see that we're trapped? Can't you see? You're gonna really continue?
I was gonna suggest the intercom.
Everyone turns to see the intercom. Aline approaches to it. Jose Aldo looking Lorisette with fear. Cut to the lobby. Cut to the outside of the building and three men looking to inside. One of them rings the doorbell. Valdisne comes running to answer the intercom.
May I help you?
Package for apartment 7.
Wait, I can't hear you.
Apartment 700.
Sir, I don't understand the apartment number.
700.
Sir, I can't call if I don't get the apartment number from you.
My friend, the intercom's not working. Let me in, I'll tell you the number.
Funny, I understood everything you said. I just can't hear the number. The rest I was able to hear loud and clear.
Apartment 700.
Sir, I cannot authorize your entry.
My friend, the food will get cold. The resident will complain to you.
Listen, I understood everything again. I just couldn't hear the number. It's weird, right?
The thief is noticed annoying.
We failed.
Come on, let's get going.
Yeah,
let's go.
Cut to Amanda and Sophia going up the stairs at the front of the building. The thieves see them, take out their weapons and threaten them.
Be quiet. Wait. Come with me.
Open up, open up, open up.
Open the hell up or we're taking them both.
Valdisne, seeing the situation, opens the door.
Sit down.
Be quiet, okay? That's it. Come in here. Quiet, quiet, quiet. Calm down. It's a robbery, my friend.
Holy Virgin Mary.
No one may leave now.
Oh my god.
There's no need for this.
Cut to the inside of the elevator.
What's up?
Nobody's answering.
You know what this is? That's Valdisne making small talk with a resident not answering the phone. So typical.
Lorisette, calm down, okay? Just breathe.
I'm not gonna do that. Are you crazy with that bad smell?
What's your problem, man?
You go fart over there in that corner. Valdisne, I cannot wait to get my hands on him. He will regret being born.
Let me try again. Hold on.
Try it.
Aline, take the intercom again. Cut to the reception with the thieves, who silently look at Valdisne while the intercom rings.
You're not thinking of answering?
It could be some resident in need of something urgent.
I don't care, man.
This isn't looking good.
Amanda takes her cell phone to take a selfie.
Guys, you won't believe where I am. I'm in the middle of a robbery. I'm serious.
Are you crazy, girl? Hold it.
Yeah.
Both girls are afraid, while the thieves keep their guns pointing Valdisne. He still watches desperately at the intercom. Cut to the elevator.
Now what?
It just keeps ringing and ringing.
Oh, it's official now. I am gonna kill him.
Calm down.
Do you see anyone acting nervous here? Come on, boy.
I think we should try...
And you do not come any closer with that fart smell, do you hear me? Go there to the corner like we agreed. And you keep trying, will you?
Aline, dial again. Cut to the lobby.
Here's the deal. You lock the two of them in the locker room.
No, please.
We take the doorman with us.
But the lobby will be empty.
He's right. The lobby can't be empty.
What's the problem with it being empty?
The manager will fire me.
It seems suspicious.
But one of the thieves takes it from her.
Right.
They both look at him with a sadness. The thieves continue in silence, gunning at Valdisne.
Look, can't you just silence this phone, huh? No.
You told me to silence the phone.
Did I?
To silence it, I need to answer.
Let's do this. You two go clean up the apartments. I'll stay down here watching him. Go.
No. Not in the locker room.
Where are you taking us?
No,
please don't take us there. Please.
Two thieves go up with Amanda and Sophia. Cut to the elevator.
No one answers.
Ah, Valdisne.
Something must have happened.
I hope something has happened. Otherwise, something will happen when I get out of here.
Everyone stays inside the elevator, covering their noses. This shot continues with everyone in silence looking forward. Cut to Rosa Valder, sweeping a hallway next to the stairs. Suddenly she stops, observes that nobody is there, and takes her cell phone to record herself.
Girl, jeez. Let's go. Right here. Right here. Yeah.
Places it on the stairs, and begins to record herself dancing in a very funny way. She begins to move her butt, trying to look sexy. We can see the thieves going up and point their weapons at her.
Oh my god!
Grab her. Take her. Go.
No,
come with us.
I didn't see anything. I'm deaf.
They observe her bazed.
Blind! I am blind!
You're very smart, that's for sure.
I'm mute. I won't tell anyone. I'm mute.
You're coming with us. Okay. And stay quiet. Quiet.
Oh my god. For God's sake, don't take me. I'm a secret keeper. I can keep a secret. I won't tell anyone. Holy Mother of God. I promise I won't say anything. I can't see you. I can't hear you. I swear.
Cut to the lobby and Valdisne next to the thief. Both with crossed hands and seems to be bored. They look each other without saying anything, and Valdisne shows a hopeless funny expression.
Did you watch yesterday's game? I didn't watch it either. I was on duty.
Valdisne smiles and the thief watch him with
Valdisne?
Hate. Valdemar and Adelaide
Valdisne,
arrive.
Valdisne, you need to help us over there.
Stay cool and act naturally.
It's a real mess in there. You have to come.
I can't go.
But you have to come help us out.
But I can't
but
go.
But you have to.
But I can't go.
But why?
Can I go?
Who is he?
He's my cousin.
You have to ask him for permission?
Well, you don't know my family, especially my mother. I had to ask her everything.
But he is your cousin.
Yes, so what?
Well, if he's your cousin, then he's not your mother's son. If he was your mother's son, he'd be your
brother. I'm his
brother. Paul McCartney finally arrived in Rio.
What? That's it. He's Paul McCartney. Finally, Mr. Valdemar, he took the right bus and arrived in Rio.
It's a pleasure.
Pleasure.
It's a pleasure.
Pleasure. And pleasure.
Pleasure.
Valdemar is really confused.
Can I go?
The thief nods and Valdisne walks towards Adelaide.
Come, Mrs. Adelaide. Let me help you out.
Oh, dear.
Come on.
Thank
come
you
on.
Very much.
I'm here for you.
Cut to the tenants' meeting.
I'm letting you know that my people are about to arrive.
Go.
Guys, let's cancel the meeting and everyone can go
home. No. The saint said it had to be today.
Control the situation.
What was that?
They can't go back to their apartments.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Valdisne seems stressed.
Let's see here.
Stay quiet.
Here. Check to see if there's anyone there.
Cut to one of the apartments.
Come.
The thieves enter together with Rosa Valda.
Oh, this is cool. This is awesome. This whole bag. Only rarities. Let's get everything. Let's go. Clock and everything. Bag, collar, go. Cool. Small watch.
Holy father, what's that?
What is this?
Psst. Are you married?
She begins to flirt with them and they get scared.
What? It doesn't have to be both of you. One is enough. Are you married or are you single?
The thieves look at each other with panic.
I'm single.
What? What do you mean? We came here to steal, man. Take everything. You're crazy.
Rose of Alva smile with tenderness. Cut to Amanda and Sophia, who have been locked in a warehouse.
Hold on.
What is it?
I saw a notification on my phone when the robber had it.
And so?
Someone sent me a message. I wonder who.
I think I heard mine too.
People are texting us and we can't even answer them.
My story's not even updated.
Oh, my poor friend.
I was going to do that at your house in your room, you know, when we were alone.
Aw, so cute.
Yes, but now I haven't posted a video in 3 hours. They'll think I died.
To the inspector.
What happened in the elevator?
Jesus Christ, I forgot I was telling that part of the story too.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go on.
Valdisney surprised, while the inspector watches him carefully.
With the story, Valdisney.
Valdisney, doubtful, looks down. Cut to the inside of the elevator. Anna says to Gustavo.
Is the elevator broken?
Yes.
So why are we watching the floor numbers?
I don't know. I think it's a habit.
The shot continues while everyone looks forward in silence. Cut to the tenants' meeting.
Easy, easy, guys. Let's just start the meeting.
Yes, that's right.
Valdisney, take the meeting agenda in his hands.
With the book of recent complaints. The first complaint in here is about Mr. Rodrigo's car. He's from 504.
Finally.
Cut to the outside of the building, and we see the manager ringing the doorbell. The scene changes back to the meeting.
Mrs. Etelvina back there, you can't have a party on the playground for puppies, okay? People who work at night and sleep during the day, I'm sorry, but we can't help everyone, can we?
Cut to the manager desperate to get in.
And next on the list...
Mr. Dorman, there's someone there. The intercom's ringing.
Your hearing is really good, but I can't answer.
Why not?
You told me not to.
But the person will find it weird.
So I can answer?
Yes.
People, a little break in the meeting, but I'll be right back, okay?
Oh, no.
And please remain seated, for goodness sake.
Valdisney's brother's really controlling, isn't he?
Mrs. Adelaide nodded her head, but it looks doubtful. Valdisney walks out with the thief to the door. Cut to the outside of the building, and the manager watching Valdisney from outside.
It's the manager, finally.
Let him in.
Let him in? You don't know this new manager. He will complicate your life if this was happening during Mr. Valdemar's
I told
time.
You, let him in.
Valdisney, with fear in his eyes, presses the access button. The manager enters the building.
Damn, why did it take you so long?
The manager observes them with intrigue, and Valdisney continues with fear in his
Who
eyes.
Who is this Valdisney?
I'm his brother.
Yes, Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
Pleasure.
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 Valdisney regrets, while the thief watches him with fury. The manager looks confused, but the thief smiles at him.
What is that mess?
Well, you were late for the meeting.
Yes, you were late.
Then people lost patience and I had to start the meeting.
He started it.
But you told me to.
Because they wanted to leave because you were late.
Yes, you were late. Ah, but then you arrived. You're here, all handsome. You can go and lead the meeting, right?
The manager gazes him fury and walks towards the meeting. The thief indicates Valdisney with his eyes that follow him, and the three enter to the meeting.
Everything Finally. Was going so well, Come wasn't on. It?
Finally.
There he is.
All right, easy. I'm here. Sorry for the delay. I got stuck in traffic. But let's get the meeting started.
Valdisney started it.
Just a little, nothing major.
Calm down. Let me open up the floor. Please, thank you.
Can I go out to the lobby?
No.
Valdisney looks the manager with submission.
Have you ever thought about how
Amanda
many people will like this
inside
school
the warehouse.
Story?
I'll post a pretty freaked out picture like,
my Instagram is going viral.
We have to do a TikTok dance, like the robbery dance.
Yes, everyone will do it for when you're robbed. We're going viral for sure.
Okay, let's create it.
I stole your cell phone.
Wow, my friend. I just want my ring light here.
Wow, me too. Will they steal my ring light in my apartment?
No.
Cut to the thieves inside
come
a bedroom.
In. It's clear.
What
you
a
can
nice
come.
Room.
It's clear.
It's all pretty, so nice.
One of them sees the ring of light, and he's excited.
What are you taking this for? You crazy?
The thief looks ashamed at Roosevelt.
It's for YouTube videos. Why?
Leave it alone. The girl will miss it.
Leave it, man.
Put it down slowly so it doesn't break slowly.
He releases the ring of light.
All right. Tell me something. Do you have another job? Because I dated a burglar before, but it didn't work out very well. I don't like this thing of conjugal visits in jail.
The thief smiles.
Well, during the day I work in sales. At the beach.
Hey, what? Are you crazy?
You're crazy! Let him talk!
Yeah, let me talk.
Really?
So, during the day I work with sales.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, at the beach.
Yeah.
Cut to the elevator and Aline says...
Oh my god. I just remembered that I have claustrophobia.
Look, I don't know what that is, but I want to assure you that Val Disney will pay for that as well. It's just time for this door to open so that he can see what's coming to him. What is it that you have?
A fear of confined spaces.
You know, I think I have that too.
Oh, I don't believe that. You just remembered you have claustrophobia.
Get over there! Oh. You know what I'm more afraid of than closed spaces? It's a stinking place like this one. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna throw you down the elevator shaft for you to stink down there, all right? And then I will wash you with coconut soap.
Calm down.
Calm down, nothing. Let's throw him down there. Well, down the shaft. Let's throw him. Go, throw him. Come on.
I don't want to
get him. I can't stand this anymore. Come on. Let's leave him.
Cut to the meeting.
Moving on, let's talk about the parking spots issue.
Baldur's Nay already did that.
But he shouldn't have. That's my job.
Well, you were late.
I just wanted to help instead of canceling.
Baldur's Nay didn't do anything wrong.
Help me out here.
Me? No. I only want everyone to stay here.
Well, okay. Let's skip the parking issue and talk about the snacks at the playground parties.
Oh, what about the snacks? We're not allowed to have snacks at our birthday parties. How can we have a kids' party without a hot dog?
I said I have to go.
I
can't stay any longer.
Cut to the warehouse.
I can't live without my cell phone.
I know, girl. I'm feeling naked.
It feels like there's a piece of me missing.
I need to answer my text messages.
I want to post videos.
I just want my phone back.
We'll have to do it tomorrow.
No, we need to get out of here now.
Amanda pushes the door and it's open. Both girls leave the warehouse. Cut to the meeting.
What does he think? Coming late like this?
You're
crazy.
You can have a lot of snacks.
No, what mean no snacks?
What's wrong with having snacks at parties? What's wrong with that?
Valdis May tries to go, but the thief stops him.
No, you're crazy if you think we're going to accept this.
Who complained about it?
Please.
You were the one who complained, weren't you? I knew it. I knew
you
were the one who complained.
The scene changes to the empty lobby. Both girls arrive looking for a phone.
I'll call the police.
Amanda dials the phone and waits patiently. Cut to the elevator.
Stop! Let go of him! Let's throw him in the shaft!
Let's go! Get out of here! I'm not defending the stinking one! Get out of here!
We need to give him a bath!
And wash him with coconut soap! Seriously, I don't know how you stay married!
I don't know how you can sleep with that stench!
I like it!
Everyone stays quiet in disbelief, looking at Anna. Cut to a thief trying to force a door, the other continues seducing Rosavalda. The thief achieves to open the door, but it's Mrs. Alzira's apartment, full of weed smoke.
It's Mrs. Alzira's apartment.
Great, come on.
Both thieves and Rosavalda enter the apartment.
Boy, this is a good one.
Mrs. Alzira is fancy, too.
Let's go to another apartment, then.
Another apartment? What's wrong with you? Let's enjoy this one.
She's right. This is gold. Hey, look in all the drawers. And the first one to find
the oregano wins the bonus.
You can say we, Walt Disney. Marijuana, pot, ganja, herb, bud, grass, joint, Mary Jane, cannabis, green, reefer, dank, hemp, tree, hashish, devil's lettuce, jazz, cabbage, kush, chronic blaze, reefer, devil's cigarette, Juanita, skunk, broccoli, doobie, roach, lemongrass, haze, smoky joe, moonrock, devil's foot, cat's tail, groceries, zaza, good stuff, gas, gorilla, finger, blunt, wacky tobacco, magic dragon, mosquito's penis, cow shit, bean, beetle ear, duck's eyebrow, pigeon breast, HD crazy vibe, pen stapler, and doorman's mustache.
Cut to the elevator.
He doesn't shower because I like the smell.
Lori said impressed, looks at Jose
that
Aldo.
That smell? It really turns me on. It's true, I've heard of it. He wants to take a shower, but I don't let him.
Jose Aldo in disbelief also looks at Lorizette, who shrugs his shoulders and then scratches her head. The scene changes to the tenants' meeting, Valdisne shyly watching the thief.
Well, since Valdisne already talked about all of the complaints...
Well, not all of them.
Let's go on with some that came to me personally. For example, the entry of forbidden animals inside.
Oh, but they're all domesticated.
Goat and chicken.
They use the service elevator. No one is bothered by it.
The animals are mine.
But you can't. Valdisne is allowing forbidden animals. It's his responsibility. In fact, there's another complaint here. That you've been leaving the lobby too much.
But it's only you who complains.
And he only comes out to help
us. He only leaves when we need
him. Only when we ask him.
Good morning.
Everyone turns to see Mrs. Alzira, who's greeting them. The manager continues speaking.
By the way, Mrs. Alzira, there is a big complaint against you as well. That you've been smoking too much.
The thief laughs awkwardly. Valdisne turns to see him angry. The administrator speaks and there's a cut to the police
station.
You've
been smoking a lot of...
Buddha, herbaceous, sticky greens, pineapple express, Aunt Mary, stinky Pete, tight foreskin stapler, crying baby, monkey knee, spliff, nugs, prawn ear, giggle bush, Mary Warner, ganjica, sticky icky, and artist cigarette.
The inspector finishes exhausted and watch Valdisne, who also watches him surprised. Cut to the meeting.
But she doesn't bother anyone. She's always like that.
Mrs. Alzira smiling docked.
Valdisne, so you're aware of Mrs. Alzira's thing with narcotics?
Right, manager. We already asked her to stop, but she just can't.
So you are aware that huge amounts are being brought into the building?
Valdisne looks shyly at him.
Valdisne, that's drug dealing. I have nothing else to do but to fire you. You are now fired.
No!
Yes,
no,
yes, 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 yes.
No, there's no, no need to do
best.
That.
Valdisne is fire. The
you're
best.
Not, you're not understanding the issue. No.
The tenants protest angry.
No, he's the no. best doorman no, we've had. To do that. You need to calm down.
Can anybody hear me?
Don't do
I'm
that.
I'm also talking
no,
to you. You better listen to me. He is the best doorman. He has a family. He has his lady.
Cut to the lobby and several police officers arriving at the building. Amanda and Sophia run to open the door.
They're in the apartments.
And there's one with Valdisne.
The police officers enter the building while both girls look at themselves relieved. Cut to the meeting.
You can't send him away.
You can't.
I can and I will. Dismissed for cause.
The group of tenants still protest.
Okay, silence.
The police arrive at the meeting.
Stop right there. Stop right there. Stop.
What's happening?
The thief is arrested.
What is this? For God's sake.
You don't need that. Here. Sit down. Sit down.
Calm down. Calm down. Okay.
Valdisne watches the scene with fear.
Get up slowly.
Adelaide, please sit. Valdisne, the police are arresting your brother.
What brother?
Paul McCartney.
Let go. Oh, no, he's a burglar.
Is your brother a burglar?
No, he's a burglar. He's not my brother. They're robbing the building.
The building? My dog. They're taking my dog.
The whole building? What's going on? Oh,
my God. Stay calm. Please calm down. There's already a team up there after them.
Thank God.
Cut to two police officers coming up the stairs. They arrive to the apartment of Mrs. Alzira. The door is open and they both enter. They search the property and find the thieves and Rosavalda very drugged.
Damn, ooh,
what's
Jesus.
This?
Look
what's
at the guys. Oh,
hey, what is
come on.
This
is a robbery.
Oh,
get up, let's go.
What is this?
Let's go.
Hey.
Careful, officer.
What's going on? What's happening right now? I don't understand.
Come on, move it.
My
gun is right over there.
The officers get them out and arresting them.
Come on.
Calm down, officer.
Keep walking.
Calm
come on.
Down.
Let's
There's
go.
No need to be aggressive, officer. Calm down. Don't take right. him.
Hold
take
on.
Only him. Calm don't down. Take
cool.
him. Not him. He works during the day. He only robs at night.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's my boyfriend. I call you or will you call me? Look, I can see very well. Oh, honey.
Rosavalda flirts with one of the officers.
Hey. Bye.
Rosavalda stays very drugged, leaning on the wall of the staircase. Suddenly, she walks again towards the apartment of Mrs. Alzira. She enters and closes the door. Cut to the elevator.
Calm down. I got you. I have Djibouti Kaba essence from the Buta with fresh guinea oyster semen, which will do the trick.
It's Djibouti Kaba essence from Bhutan?
But it's no use if you only wash your Bhutan. No, you have to wash everything, all your parts. And you better get turned on with coconut soap, because every time I see this man down the hall stinking, I'm gonna put coconut soap on
him. But I don't like coconut soap, lady.
My dear, you choose. It can either be coconut soap or Creolin.
The claustrophobia is back.
Aline starts to suffocate.
Calm down, okay? Let's just all try to stay calm. Everyone is nervous. Just breathe. Inhale on three and two. Breathe out in six. Is it six or six? Six, Mrs. Aline, that's it. Close your eyes, Aline.
I can't stand it. I can't stand it. Wait. Put me out.
Hey, wait a second. Wait, shh. Hey, calm down. Calm down now. Hey, let me do it. Just wait over here with Jose Aldo.
Lorisi furiously begins to hit the elevator button panel. Aline and Jose Aldo watch her scared. She continues hitting the panel in rage. She also hits it with her head and keeps hitting. Suddenly, the elevator starts to work and Lorisit shows herself proudly. Aline and Jose Aldo are shocked. Lorisit shows off in front of them.
My fairy hands, people.
Everyone looks at her, smiling shyly. The scene changes to the meeting.
Manager, am I still fired?
Yes, Valdesnay, you are fired.
Valdesnay makes a sad face, and the tenants whisper between them. The officers enter the meeting with the thieves.
Look, they got the guys.
Guys, I'm going to need someone to sign as a witness for the police report.
But how did they know that the apartments were empty, that we were having a condo meeting?
There is usually someone inside the building who participates.
Everyone looks at each other, and the manager says,
Valdesnay!
Valdesnay, and all the tenants watch him surprised. The manager looks at him and Valdesnay has a scared face. Cut to the police station.
So that's it, detective. The manager accused me, the residents tried to defend me, the police brought me here, but the truth is, I had nothing to do with that robbery.
Well, Valdesnay, the problem is that the manager came along and filed a serious case against you. Robbery and petty offenses.
Petty what?
Offenses. I'm sorry, but I'm locking you up until we have more info.
Calm down.
Nobody can touch my husband. You need to let him go.
Someone will come out and help you, but you need to stop.
What is that?
The inspector gets up disconcerted to see what's happening.
He's not guilty. He had nothing to do with
this. Calm down. Everything will be fine. Please just calm down.
What's all this mess in here?
You came to get Valdesnay
out. You're not understanding how it works.
If you don't stop, I'm going to arrest all of you.
Oh, hell. No, absolutely not, officer. You don't need that. You cannot possibly.
Hey, don't touch me. Calm down, people. Calm down.
Sweetheart.
Lori said, hugs her husband.
What did they do to you? Are you okay, love? Why didn't you answer the damn intercom? I got stuck in the elevator, me and these weird people stinking to death. Why didn't you answer the intercom? Tell me.
Hold on.
I think you better release my husband, otherwise I am going to bring down this police station right now. People, am I right?
Please, just let him go. He didn't hurt anyone.
Yes, seriously.
He didn't hurt anyone.
Over.
That is not how it works. Calm down, guys. If he's innocent, he'll be released.
He is guilty. He's very guilty. You're defending him. I'm sure it was him.
Everyone shut up!
Amanda and Sophia record with their phones, Mrs. Alzira smiling.
Guys, look, we're investigating what happened. If we get everything correct, Valdesnay will be released.
Valdesnay had nothing to do with the robbery.
But we don't know that. There were people from the inside. The robbers confirmed it.
It was Valdesnay!
Look, my husband didn't do anything, sir! You better wash your mouth to talk about him, or I will be washing yours with coconut soap.
This woman is obsessed with coconut soap.
Oh, you know what? I am going to grab
somebody.
Don't
touch
me. I'm the manager, and I'll get you kicked out.
Are you going to do what?
I'm the building manager.
Oh, you're the building manager? I don't think so. It's Mr. Valdemar. You are nothing here, Mr. Astolfo.
Astolfo.
Astolfo?
Everyone looks at the girls.
I heard that name. I heard the robbers saying that name. They said something about Astolfo saying that the residents would be in a meeting.
See what I mean?
Guys,
I'm saying it, and I've been saying it. Mr. Valdemar would never do that, and that is what I've been trying
guys,
to tell
wait.
You. I'm sorry.
Astolfo is the manager.
I heard Valdisney. Detective.
Yes, sir.
Go get one of the robbers.
What?
Astolfo reacts worried.
Oh my God. What?
No.
Amanda and Sophia continue recording. Astolfo, look around.
No. My Instagram is on fire.
Now we're gonna catch a real criminal.
The dance move!
The dance move!
No.
The girls dance like fools, again. Astolfo seems serious and thoughtful. Amanda and Sophia continue dancing.
It's all ridiculous. Here's the robber.
What's going on? Hey, dude. That's right, bro.
You know this guy here?
One, the thief, still drugged, looks at Astolfo and smiles.
Astolfo. Right.
Astolfo. Right there.
Arrest this man right now. Let's go.
Astolfo tries to run, but Morissette takes him by the neck.
You're not going
to
get out of here alive, all right? You will not just do anything you want to my husband. And you're going to lose your life today.
Let's go. Okay, get him out of here.
Don't push. Whoa, whoa.
Valdisney, you're a free man. You can go.
Valdisney watches him grateful.
Dad?
Valdisney runs to hug her father.
Are you okay?
Oh, darling, Daddy's fine, Daddy's fine. I'm just unemployed, but I'm fine.
Not unemployed. I'm the interim manager and you're the doorman.
Oh, Mr. Valdemar, you shouldn't just be the intern. You are the best manager. I am very proud to be Valdisney the doorman.
Oh,
this northeastern, semi-illiterate man who arrived in Rio de Janeiro completely empty-handed on a cattle truck. Mm-hmm. But it was working all those years at the building, and together with my wife, Lorisette, that we were able to put our two girls in good colleges. And we're going to put one more too, okay?
That's right.
Me, yeah. Valdisney the doorman, and my wife, Lorisette, the opportunities we never had that we give to our daughters. Yeah. I'm very proud of my history. And I am very proud to be the doorman.
I knew you were innocent the whole time. I knew it. I knew it.
Guys, listen up. Enough of this mess in my police station. Let's go.
Wait.
Everybody out.
The tenants leave the police station hugging Valdisney, while the inspector remains calm. Cut to the outside of the station, everyone leaving the place, and Valdisney is hugging his wife and daughter.
Yeah. What are you laughing at?
Lorisette slaps Valdisney. Cut to the inspector, watching Mrs. Alzira, who's still drugged.
Not funny.
Lorisette and the others go, leaving Valdisney alone. Mrs. Alzira continues in complete happiness. Cut to the inspector with Valdisney.
Valdisney? Take care, my man.
Thank you for everything, detective.
Good night.
Good night to you, too.
They both shake hands.
Pegue suas coisas que estão aqui.
Valdisney goes with the tenants in a car.
Nesse apartamento você não entra mais.
The cars start, leaving the police station behind.
I'm seriously gonna drop her at any one of these days. My sugar is slow, I haven't slept.
Agora arrependido quer voltar atrás.
And you people are
a mulher carinhosa e fiel que te amava. Pega o elevador, a sua mala e vaza.
Tô avisando lá na portaria
que aqui você não entra mais. Alô, porteiro, tô ligando pra te avisar. A partir de agora eu tô solteira. Já me cansei da brincadeira. Chame o táxi que ele vai pagar. Alô, porteiro, tô ligando pra te avisar. Esse homem que está aí, ele não pode mais subir. Tá proibido de entrar. Alô, porteiro, tô ligando pra te avisar. A partir de agora eu tô solteira. Me cansei da brincadeira. Chame o táxi que ele
Gustavo, and continues mobbing.
Tá proibido de entrar.
appears the title. The doorman. Screen turns black. Cut to a medium shot of Mrs. Alzira, still visibly drugged. An open shot shows that they forgot her at the police station. Cut to the inspector looking at the cars driving away, and a man walks up to
him. I'm sorry to bother you. I'm looking for a man named Valdisney. I went to his work. They said he was here.
Oh, he just left.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, back to the building.
Is there a bus that goes right there?
Of course, Mr.
Paul McCartney.
It's a pleasure.
Pleasure.
The inspector looks at him tenderly. The shot goes open and behind them Mrs. Alzira passes walking, still visibly drugged. Cut to black screen, and roll credits appears.
Eu tô na pista, na correria, me viro em 30 pra atender a portaria. O interfone toca sem parar, os inquilinos não me deixam trabalhar. Nem a família me deixa em paz. Os moradores estão pedindo sempre mais. Pagar o crediário, escola da filha. A minha vida é ficar na portaria. Eu sou porteiro, não santo milagreiro. Vivo na labuta, trabalho o dia inteiro. Eu quero é viver assim, mais largadinho. Mas tenho que ganhar din-din. Eu sou porteiro, não santo milagreiro. Vivo na labuta, trabalho o dia inteiro. Eu quero é poder tomar meu cafezinho. Mas tenho que ganhar din-din. Eu tô na pista, na correria. Me viro em 30 pra atender a portaria. O interfone toca sem parar. Os inquilinos não me deixam trabalhar. Nem a família me deixa em paz. Os moradores estão pedindo sempre mais. Pagar o crediário, escola da filha. A minha vida é ficar na portaria. Eu sou porteiro, não santo milagreiro. Vivo na labuta, trabalho o dia inteiro. Eu quero é viver assim, mais largadinho. Mas tenho que ganhar din-din. Eu sou porteiro, não santo milagreiro. Vivo na labuta, trabalho o dia inteiro. Eu quero é poder tomar meu cafezinho. Mas tenho que ganhar din-din. Eu sou porteiro, não santo milagreiro. Vivo na labuta, trabalho o dia inteiro. Eu quero é viver assim, mais largadinho. Mas tenho que ganhar din-din. Eu sou porteiro, não santo milagreiro. Vivo na labuta, trabalho o dia inteiro.